Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Injustice and inequity are near the top of public thought these days, sometimes knocking the pandemic from the headlines. The protests and discussions primarily revolve around law enforcement and the overall justice system, but there's also the economic side of things. Differences in pay between the top and bottom levels of businesses, the so-called 1% getting richer, while the 99% get poorer, the self-segregating of rich and poor, and so on. Unequal opportunity for people of different races and classes also is part of the conversation. Unfortunately, the conversation doesn't seem to be getting anywhere fast, with the problems described as systemic and solutions described as anywhere from difficult to nearly impossible. This is Morning Prayer, so you won't be surprised to hear that this is where God and the power of good we associate with God come in. The Bible has numerous examples of injustice and inequity being overcome, and this week we'll look at some of them to see what insights they offer to overcome the problems and the forms they appear in here in the 21st century. Turning to God to find solutions has been effective throughout human history, and there's no reason to think that effectiveness has been lost through time. May we all find these words about God true in our lives today. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Amen.